We're back on News Radio KMAN's In Focus, 947. Our continuing conversation here with General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. And we're talking about all the news of the day here with COVID-19, a lot of the changes that are in order. And there's a lot of them. The stay-at-home order statewide, there's a Fort Riley stay-at-home order as well. And we've talked a little bit about that. What about the Department of Defense's role here in the COVID-19 response? I know we've addressed that a little bit here.
Sure, sure. You know, there's a thing called a national response framework where the Department of Defense definitely is not the lead. Normally FEMA or Health and Human Services would be the lead. But the Department of Defense has capabilities that the rest of the nation doesn't necessarily have that becomes absolutely invaluable to our civilian partners. And so those have been put in place. A lot of these hospitals that you see that are being set up, particularly supported New York and California right now and Louisiana, those are capabilities we have normally for a wartime fight. They're now being put into place. And they're basically service members that are brought on to support our public. And I'll tell you, there's no better mission, I truly believe, having been in the Northern Command portfolio for about 7 years, there is no greater mission a service member can perform than providing direct assistance to our you know, civilians and to our citizens, whether it's a hurricane, a flood, or this type of response to a virus.
Well, it was interesting. I know earlier this week we had Senator Jerry Moran on, and he basically said on the radio that, you know, this is something we weren't quite prepared for at the federal level here, and whether that's correct or not, it's up for debate here in the court of public opinion.
Sure.
But that being said, here the response now as we play catch up here, how would you rate it?
Well, I think there's no, like I said, there's no greater nation with a capability. We learned during World War II when we were caught flat-footed, basically. And then by the time World War II ended, we created the strongest nation on the planet. It doesn't take us long to get going. I think the bottom line here, I think one of the things that really caught us short was really our practice of globalization. Now, this is an opinion. It's a belly button. So take it for what it's worth. But we started having other countries manufacture stuff and things for us, and we became dependent on it. And that's okay as long as our nation is the only one that's impacted. But when the entire globe is impacted, now there becomes a shortage of these capabilities, and we didn't have the capability to produce it ourselves. So I think we're going to learn a lot about ourselves. We're going to learn a lot about manufacturing and some things that have national security implications that aren't a tank or an airplane, but are equally as important to preserving, our nation. And I think that will be a huge after-action report, just like we had from Katrina. We had a huge after-action report. We've learned, and we have really stepped up our game following Katrina. I think the same will be said for this virus. It's hard to prepare for something this catastrophic globally, but I think we're going to learn that our medical and health professionals are the best on this planet. There's nobody that can rival us when we put our focus on it as a nation and we work on a single azimuth and a single velocity, we're able to accomplish anything. And so that's where I think we're at.
You know, we're getting daily updates here on K-Man here with Ascension Via Christi Hospital. I'm curious, what's the nature of business at the Irwin Army Community Hospital right now?
Well, you know, they've had to change some of the practices, similar to what's going on in the community hospitals. One of the big ones is, of course, pharmacy, which is we have a lot of retirees. We have a lot of military individuals that use that particular service. And so they're having to do a four-hour drop-off and pickup. So it's almost like a drive-through pharmacy piece. It's going to take some adjustment for people out there to kind of get used to. But, when you call in, they're going to meet you in the parking lot and provide you your refills. I think that's primarily to protect not only their customers, but also to protect the staff out there at Irwin. The other thing that they've had to do is, they've had to sort of adjust some hours, make sure that they get the proper rotation in and that they provide the appropriate distance I hate to say social distancing, but provide the distancing and contact with a lot of folks. But I think you're going to find a similar state that's going on at Fort Riley. You're also seeing in the communities. They're communicating with each other. They support each other. And so there's a constant dialogue that goes on, and that's been going on for a long time. The fence, when it comes to medicine, is not an impediment between the communities. So that's great news for us here. We have great capability, and we have great expertise. But I think the thing you got to be careful about, having talked to the folks, is, you know, you're going to get some fatigue because these people are working 24/7 and they're doing great work. But we got to make sure that we follow the rules so that we don't basically inundate their capacity and cause these people to get more tired.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think when it's appropriate, we should have a parade for all these medical workers. You mentioned they're working their butts off.
Oh, absolutely. They're the unsung heroes. And I think that's another thing that has been highlighted, is the fact that, you know, we don't appreciate some of these people enough and see what they sacrifice and put on the line, except in periods like this. You know, 9/11, it was a short period of time. We saw first responders and folks. But in this particular case, everybody's impacted, not just one city or a couple cities, and we're seeing it for a longer period of time. But we got to protect those individuals. We got to make sure we take care of them. And we can do our part, I think, by doing the things that help us not contract this particular virus, and that's stay home.
And one thing you can do when you stay at home, I'm going to shift gears a little bit, but fill out that census. That thing kind of got lost in the shuffle here the last few weeks.
I think this virus highlights something very important for Kansas. And I think if anybody listens to anything today that I say, I think it's how important it is to take time. It's so simple to go on your computer or take the mailing that they got and complete your census, because that directly correlates to the care and capabilities that you get for your communities. And I'm talking generational here. We're talking, this won't be done for another 10 years. So if we don't do this, it's our moral obligation to do it, I personally believe, to protect our children and our grandchildren in the future and make sure that in crisis, we get the capabilities and the funding necessary to support Kansas. So I would ask everybody out there, Brandon, to be honest with you, to take time. It only takes 6 to 10 minutes to answer the simple questions. Go online, finish it. And let's protect Kansans, and let's make sure we're counted appropriately so that we're getting the appropriate services and representation for citizens here in our state.
And have they extended the – I know yesterday was the census day here. Have they extended the deadline for when you can submit those?
I haven't heard anything specifically about extension. I'm sure that at some point in time somebody would be looking at that. But for me, I don't even like the words extension. Mm-hmm. I think people have enough social media. They have time. And now, particularly with the stay at home, they got more time. So, you know, just take time to sit there, pull out your computer or your iPhone and answer the questions and get it done. Just get it over with. It's very simple.
I know.
And what a great opportunity to teach kids, with the parents at home, teaching them about their civic responsibility and duties. Teach them about the census and why it's important, so that we build this culture of why it's important that you're counted, just like voting. So I think they go hand in hand. I think it's something we got to take a focus on. I appreciate you reminding and bringing that up. But I think we as citizens of the state of Kansas and our nation, we have an obligation to make sure that we're counted.
Absolutely. I know my wife filled it out a few days ago, and I'm really glad she did, because I've been working long hours the last couple of weeks, and it kind of got lost in the shuffle for me. But I asked her, have you filled the census out? Got it done. I think I was on Saturday last week. So obviously very important, and you've highlighted that here several times. Anything else we should let people know here, Perry?
No, I think the bottom line is, I think the most important thing is to understand that commanders on the installations here in the state of Kansas have a focus. Number one, it's force protection and readiness. And so I hope that they understand that the measures that they take at the installations are primarily to make sure that they're able to answer the nation's call. It's not done to inconvenience somebody. And they have a responsibility to protect those individuals in uniform so that they can respond to missions. And so I appreciate their understanding and the change in operations. And I'd ask them to go to 1st Infantry Division's website or Irwin Army Medical website or Fort Riley on the Facebook website to get the most updated information. That'll tell you changes to gates. It'll tell you changes to medical treatment times and methods and whatever you need. And just stay updated, and the information is right there online. Thank you very much, Brandon.
All right. Hey, we sure appreciate it, and hopefully sometime soon we'll get to see your smiling face back here in the studio.
Thank you, Brandon. You have a great day. Thanks for what you guys do.
You bet. Again, that is General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council here in Kansas. Awesome guy, and so are the folks from NBAF. We sure appreciate them coming on here. Our thanks earlier this hour to Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator for AFIS, Mr. Jeff Brackey, NBAF Facilities Director, and Katie Pulaski, NBAF Communications Director. Those interviews will be up shortly on their on-demand page at newsradiokman.com.
Did you call him Ken Baff?
Last month I called him Ken
Baff. Did you? Okay. Yeah. All right. We got to make that stick.
Yeah, we got to do that.
I mean, that's like a legendary nickname.
I agree.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Now, tomorrow we begin with CVB Director Karen Hibbard.
That's right, and we'll have, I think, Greg Istone from K-State Research and Extension will join us as well. So we're working on some other things here for tomorrow's program as well. Not quite set in stone.
Okay. All right, good work this morning. Coming up next hour after CBS News with a jobs report that is, I don't know that you can come up with a better word than dismal to report. Wow. Clark Howard, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick and the Game. And on the Game this afternoon, it's Mason's birthday. Have some fun with that. And we got Royals playback, Game 5 of the 2015 World Series to be featured tonight at 7:00.